Pickaxe.
Hello, I'm Wheels, the Dungeon Master for Storybreakers. Love Critical Role in movies like Hot Fuzz and Spotlight? Actual play series Storybreakers combines the fantasy adventure of Dungeons & Dragons with small-town comedy and mystery in an episodic tale of journalists on the hunt for the secret underbelly of a tiny town where nothing seems to happen.
But excuse me if I don't think a bunch of ragtag journalists from a podunk town are actually going to be of any help.
But technically, I don't come from here.
When the mysterious arrival of a celebrity from the Heroes and Adventurers Guild sets off a strange conspiracy, the group will have to leave what they think they know about the world at the door if they're ever to unravel the truth at the heart of this seemingly nondescript town.
It's not front page of the Sussire Star News.
I pulled up the today's installment of the news to see what the front page actually is.
There's a big picture of a pumpkin that's been stepped on, and it says, "Outrage as pumpkin stepped on."
Storybreaker Season 1 in its entirety is available for listening right now wherever you get your podcasts, with Season 2 on the way. Find out more at dicebreaker.com.
Hello, and welcome back to The Review of Death, a Doctor Who podcast, your fortnightly home for Doctor Who reviews and news. I am Matthew Toflow, and I am joined all the way from New Zealand by Billy Garrett-John. Billy, hello!
I missed it. Because of course I did.
Yeah,
I
missed, what did you miss? What's happened?
Apparently there's a new Doctor Who, Matthew.
There's a new Doctor Who. That's right. And who is our new Doctor Who? You've woken up.
Now that I've rubbed the sleep from my eyes, in a sleep no more kind of fashion, Chuti Gatwe is our new Doctor Who.
That's right.
And obviously, having woken up around an hour ago, I've just tried to scrape together as much knowledge on Chuti as I can.
Yeah.
But Matt, this is where you take the stage, because you've got to tell me how he actually got announced.
So it was quite low key, really, compared to other Doctor Who's lately. You know, there was no massive pomp and circumstance, but there was a real buzz. There was a buzz on Twitter. So I had a message from a friend of mine, Dan, who sent me an image from Instagram, which was Chuti's post, which was two hearts plus a blue box. And Russell T Davies had replied to that post by saying, "The future is here." So immediately everyone was like, "Holy shit, is this guy Doctor Who?" I put out a tweet saying, "Is this guy Doctor Who? That would be amazing." Bad Wolf then took a screen grab of Chuti's post and retweeted it with the same thing, "The future is here." So immediately everyone was like, "This guy's going to be Doctor Who." And then at 1 o'clock, there it was in black and white on the BBC News page. Chuti Gatwe is the new Doctor Who. Doctor Who number 14. It was bonkers.
Like you say, very low key. I mean, it's certainly not the next Doctor alive.
No. Good.
Thank God.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think it probably speaks quite a lot to the way that they're going to try and angle this for new viewers and for a new audience they're reaching out to, because, you know, the kind of audience that they'll want to recapture, to be honest, probably the audience that are watching Sex Education first and foremost, and that sort of generation of telly viewers, online telly viewers. But also, nobody's going to want to sit down and watch Joey Ball on a sofa for an hour talking to Chuti.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that kind of audience anymore, you know, and I think this is sort of the first indication that this is going to be a big departure from, you know, even what Russell had done prior. And we knew that was going to be the case. My first knowledge of there being a new Doctor was waking up and just have a quick look at my phone because I'm up. And then seeing a message from Matt saying, "You chose a fine time to get stuck in New Zealand."
Yeah.
So that was my experience of finding out that we have a new Doctor Who, which was very nice.
But we all thought it was going to be next week, because there was all these rumours about May the 14th. And it seemed like such a good idea, because I think there's football on in the afternoon and then in the evening it's Eurovision or something. So it seemed to make sense that in between that you'd film a little bit of some man or lady, you know, coming out of the TARDIS or going out to the TARDIS. I was surprised, I must say, that it wasn't a lady. I thought we would get another female Doctor Who. But I think he's going to be fantastic. I love him in Sex Education. You said you've seen Russell's interview with him at the BAFTAs. That was quite telling, I thought.
I thought it was as well. I will say as well, I thought it was going to be another woman.
Yeah.
And part of me is kind of gutted that it isn't, really.
Okay,
I mean,
I'm
ecstatic that Shooty's got it, because I haven't myself sat down on my own and watched Sex Education.
Yeah.
Would have been the only thing I would have seen him in.
Hmm.
But Stell, as soon as I woke up and said, oh, we've got a new Doctor Who, and she looked over at my phone and went, oh my God, is that who I think it is? I went, yeah. Said, oh, he's great in Sex Education. I was like, oh, yeah. I've seen him, and I've definitely clocked him as a good performer. I know I shouldn't have done this, but one of my immediate reactions was to go and see what the crazy right-wing reactionaries of the Doctor Who community have to say about
him. Yes.
Because, you know, it's not like they've had a problem with people who aren't the same color as them appearing in the show before or anything.
Yeah.
So I wanted to see what the reaction was, not to make this a reductive conversation or anything, but
no.
I mean, the conversation was mainly, from what I could see, a lot of them shooting down racists, which was bizarre.
Yeah.
And of course, as I expected, the whole, they haven't gone for a woman, therefore female doctors are failures, which is exactly what I feared.
Interesting.
Not like their opinion actually matters in the grand scheme of things, considering a lot of the views that they hold, but I'm very, very happy to see, scrolling through Twitter, that normal people, you know, people who actually have, you know, three brain cells, they are very, everybody's excited. Everybody's buzzing. And I think when Jodie was announced, naturally, because it was the first of a new kind of direction for the show to go in, there was a bit more hesitation from people's reactions. And obviously you had that reaction.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
I just think it's just universal and bizarre as well to have a Doctor Who announcement in this current generation of the way people consume social media. Because like I said before, it's very obvious that that's sort of the direction they're going in, catering for a new audience.
Yeah.
It's really exciting, but low key. And so I think that if you weren't looking at the bigger picture, you'd probably see this as a bit of a downgrade in terms of the reaction and the announcement.
Yeah.
The chat that Lizzo Mzumba had with Shooty and Russell on red carpet for the BAFTAs. Another thing I thought was really interesting, actually, to do with Jodie obviously kind of alluded to the fact she didn't know much about the show, or it was alluded to that, you know, she hasn't seen every episode of Doctor Who ever made, shock horror.
Yeah.
And Shooty's reaction when he was asked by Lizzo, you know, are you going to be drawing on any influences from the past? Obviously, the right thing to say is no, I'm going to be doing my own thing.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anybody pick up on that and go, he doesn't know anything about Doctor Who, really, because it's a bloke, for a starters. Yeah. That's probably why. It was an interesting chat. Russell saying that they had a name. Somebody
else in mind already,
Somebody else in mind, and he was the last person that came in. Yeah. I don't know if that's spin. That could very much be a bit of, you know, Russell planting the seed.
Razzmatazz, just to...
A little bit of show business there.
I think what was telling about that, though, was the fact that he said he knew Shooty's work from Sex Education and knew that performance. Yeah. And he said, you know, I didn't know what to expect from his doctor. And then saying he blew me away. So I think we can expect something that's probably quite different from the character that we see in Sex Education.
I think so. And looking at his CV, he's done a lot of theatre stuff.
Yes.
He's done a lot of, you know, not to say that Sex Education isn't acting, but he's done a lot more sort of actory stuff.
He's tread the boards.
He's tread the boards, darling, yes.
As Patrick Troughton would say, he's done a lot of shouting at night.
I love, what a phrase. he's done a lot of that. And I think the way he carries himself, the way he holds himself, that outfit he was wearing at the BAFTAs, you know, it's difficult to predict what is going to, you know, what's he going to wear? I mean, obviously, that is the first
not that,
sure. of any Doctor Who fan. It's not, is he going to be a good actor? How is he going to play it? Will there be a scarf involved?
Yeah.
You know, maybe some boots. You know, we'll have to see.
Will he be able to wear a shirt?
Will he be able to wear a shirt that doesn't automatically fall open straight away?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Is this the first time we're going to have to see a little bit of bare chest?
He's following in John Pertwee's footsteps. Get the nips out.
With the nips out. Yeah. All right.
Bit of a Jimi Hendrix feel.
That would be cool.
I think he's very, a lot of his clothes in real life are very colourful and flamboyant. So maybe we're going for a bit of a Sixth Doctor type vibe. It should be quite cool.
I think so. I think there's so much. I mean, he'd look good in anything. He's a bit of a clothes horse by the looks of things.
Yeah.
So he could wear anything and carry it off. He could put him in full Edwardian dress and he'd look awesome anyway.
Yeah.
Also interesting reading the press release that was on the, I only read the one that was on the Doctor Who website.
Yeah.
That he said Russell T. Davies is almost as iconic as the Doctor himself, which we spoke about before, I think, when we found out that Russell was going to be the new showrunner again.
Yeah.
That we thought, wow, this is going to attract a lot of high profile names to the show. You know, a lot of people who may have otherwise gone, oh no, I'm all right, would have seen Russell's name attached to it and gone, oh, okay, well, let's at least read the script.
Mm.
And so everybody, I think, was expecting a high profile name.
Yeah.
And I think Shooty is. Mm. I think he's high profile, but not in the sense of it's a Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Or whatever. He's high profile for a whole new generation of viewers, consumers of kind of telly content.
And that's it. Like going back to what you said right at the start, you know, beforehand, I thought exactly that. They'll cast a big name. They'll cast someone everybody knows. But this is such an inspired choice. It makes so much sense because, you know, all of the young people, they're going to know who this guy is. They're all going to know that show. And they're all going to see him and go, well, he's Doctor Who. Oh, well, I've got to see that. What's his Doctor Who going to be like? So, you know, it was genius casting, really.
And even for people who don't know Doctor Who, they'll know him from Sex Education and go, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll give that a go then. He was good in that.
Yeah.
Let's see him in a lead role, you know, in a big major drama sort of thing. So he's known since February.
Yes.
So it was confirmed in February. Which, again, hilarious, puts pay to all the stuff you see online of people sneakily sharing screenshots of that, you know, that gif of, is Hugh Grant in, no, hang on. Who's the one that's in that awful Christmas movie? Love Actually. Thanks, Stel. Yeah. I hate that film. Is that Hugh Grant in that one?
Hugh Grant's in that. Yeah.
People sharing that gif of him dancing down a corridor, like, oh, you know, something might be happening there. It's hilarious when a doctor actually gets announced and it's like, it's nothing like that, mate. Nothing like that.
Couldn't be further from Hugh Grant if you could try.
I think absolutely. He's a fantastic choice, really. I think he is absolutely the right generation of actor to play the part.
Yeah.
I wonder what it looks like for the next 3-4 years, you know, because all previous Doctors, they've at least had a little bit more cachet as an actor coming into it, but with the exception of sort of Matt.
Yeah.
And maybe David. But is this, we don't know how Bad Wolf operates. Is it less a case of we'll do a year and then you can renew it kind of after the fact?
Yeah.
Or do you immediately tie an actor that dynamic and that young down to like 3 years and make, you know, like, and the rumor is, of course, that they start production this week.
I was going to say, so it made sense. If that is the case, it makes sense that they announce him now because chances are we're going to see him. So we might even see a few sneaky snaps of him in costume or maybe in Jodie's costume. Who knows how they're going to tie it all in.
In much the same way they had to reveal the Mondasian Cybermen early.
Yeah.
Because they were going to get seen on location. But then that's a whole, like, so the 60th isn't what we thought it was going to be. Because
no, I don't think
so. At this point, what we had been told and what had been the kind of general rumor anyway, I think, was that it's going to be completely divorced from what's come before and tangentially related to what's going to come afterwards, but would actually just be a bit of a balls-out nostalgia fest.
Yeah.
Without kind of leading us on into the future too much.
Yeah.
But if they've announced him now, it probably suggests that there is some filming involved with him coming up quite soon.
Yeah.
So what I mean, that looks like.
I think we're probably, if we don't get a Christmas special, I think we'll probably get something maybe in the spring or something, perhaps. Maybe if it's not a full series, maybe it's an odd special here or there. I don't know.
You mean before the 60th?
I think maybe before the 60th. I think they might try and do it as like a year of celebrating Doctor Who and just spread it out a bit, perhaps. I don't know. It's
interesting. That's the first time I thought that they'd do something that hasn't already sort of been announced.
Yeah.
But then at the same time, they've been hiring in Cardiff. The production office seems to be sort of, you know,
is gearing up, isn't it, for stuff?
Gearing up for production. We wouldn't be turning on the lights in the production office if there wasn't something going in front of cameras within the sort of next couple of weeks.
Yeah. And why would you start filming now for something that doesn't air in November?
That confused me. November of next year.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's it, isn't it?
That's a long lead-in. So maybe we get a Christmas or a New Year's. Maybe then, we get a spring thing or something. Because it seems a bit daft, to jump into production. But then, you know, a lot of these really high-profile, super glamorous TV shows, like the stuff that Bad Wolf produces, like his Dark Materials.
Yeah.
There's a big lead in, compared to Doctor Who, there's a bigger lead in time from shooting or finishing shooting to airing.
Yeah.
And a lot of these shows nowadays are shot back to back, seasons are shot back to back. Even something like The Outlaws that was on BBC One, the Stephen Merchant series. Yeah. Series one and two of that was shot back to back.
Yeah.
With obviously a huge break in between relative to when they finished filming.
Yeah.
So that could be something that they do. In the back of my mind, that is sort of what I imagined.
Okay.
Because we know that Russell's writing.
Yeah.
If not, has finished writing. You know, that stuff's definitely started. Guy, it's a brave new world, isn't it?
I like the fact that they've said, okay, we'll show you the Doctor, but that's it now. Is Jodie still the Doctor? So, you know, we're not going to tread on anyone's toes. We're going to keep things secret. I think that's the way to do it. You know, we'll probably hear a few other things in the lead up to the centenary. I'm sure we'll find out who's been cast as the companion. And of course, if there's any stuff being shot on location, we'll probably get a glimpse of the TARDIS, whether that's through candid pictures and then a picture on social media. You know, we'll probably get those things. But as to the sort of meat and potatoes of, right, it's this many episodes and they're going to be this length of time, I think that stuff will be kept quiet right until Jodie has said her goodbyes as the Doctor, which is cool. I think that's the way to do it.
Absolutely. Quite right. You know, I thought it was interesting that I think I'm going to find the exact quote because I thought it was an interesting way of wording it. Russell saying, where is it? We're rationing ourselves for now.
Yeah.
In terms of news, that could very easily be misconstrued as we're rationing Doctor Who with Jodie. You know, like, it could be a bit of a side comment there.
Yeah.
I'm really interested as well. If they found out in February, you know, what was the turnover time on shooting a regeneration? I'm imagining how Jodie's going to regenerate and it'll be an unseen regeneration, or she'll walk off into the sunset.
Yeah.
You know, with the intention being she's regenerating on screen, but we don't actually see Shuti at all.
And I think the fact that in the most recent DWM, in Chris Chibnall's interview, nothing has been said about, oh, you know, Russell wrote the final scene or any of that stuff. Like Russell said when Stephen took over with Matt Smith, and Stephen said the same when Chris Chibnall took over with Jodie. Nothing like that has been mentioned. So it feels very much like the centenary will be a hard full stop. And when Shuti comes in as the Doctor, I still think it will be a Christopher Eccleston situation. I think he will be the Doctor and he will turn up in a blaze of glory to save the day, or, you know, whatever the plot of the first episode or his first appearance will be. But it's exciting.
Yeah, it is. I think that's probably the right way to go about it as well, isn't it? To have him come in almost as if, because especially for a new group of viewers, if this is going to be a, you know, a bit of a hard or soft reboot, they don't want the baggage of knowing, God, how much of the show have I got to watch before? Because that's the thing. When you you just want to plug in and just, you know, turn Netflix on and just bang. That's what a lot of the viewers now want.
Yeah.
And so to immediately start a series and feel like you're not joining it at the start.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, like obviously we know Doctor Who has a lot of baggage in terms of history and episodes to get through. The Boys,
are
coming out now.
Exactly. And I mean, this is it. You know, once upon a time, it seemed fine to just be like, oh, well, you know, I'll just go back and watch the Christopher Eccleston series or whatever and go from there. But that is like, what, 15, 16 years old now?
Exactly.
There's so much, you know. We're fast approaching the same like amount of content for news Doctor Who as old Doctor Who. So it's crazy.
Even, I think going back and being faced with the prospect today of even going as far back as series 8 and having to start with Capaldi to get a sense of things. And then, so you see a regeneration into Jodie, so you know what that's like, and then you can, you know, kickstart things shooty. I think that is going to be a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. It makes perfect sense just to hit the ground running with him.
Yeah. It's just very, very exciting times. Not the news that I expected to be hearing today at all.
No, I know. Exactly. I, in the grand scheme of things, as a reveal, if people feel like it's a little bit, I wish they would have put a bit more effort into it, or it feels a bit too low key or whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's, like I said, I think it's a symptom of the way they're kind of, you know, gearing this show.
Yeah.
But also it's totally the right thing to do. I think a big, brash, silly, over the top, glitzy, here's the new Doctor walking through some smoke, or a Doctor Who confidential, you know, that's fine. But the people that they want to hook in with this casting would not give a shit about that.
Exactly.
This is totally the right way to do it. So it might seem low key to everybody out there, but this is going to make some, his announcement has just made thousands of more Doctor Who fans, of new fans,
who
have also got quite a good amount of time to get up to speed on things before he starts.
Yeah, if they want to.
Exactly. If they want to, the option's there. You've got so many different ways of watching Doctor Who now. And, you know, Sex Education shares a platform with a lot of these ways of watching Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So they have got free rein now to dip in and have a look at things before they start.
Yeah, and it would be interesting to see if something like Netflix now pushes Doctor Who and Sex Education sort of side by side on the homepage, like, oh, well, you know, if you like Sex Education, you might be interested in Doctor Who, or vice versa.
I wonder. I think so. But then, you know, this is definitely going to be a revoicing of the show with Russell coming back on board.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that maybe putting that side by side, I don't think that anything that we've seen, even from the last couple of years with Jodie, is going to be anything like the kind of vibe we're going to get with Russell. I think we're going to get a big, big change of pace for the show.
Yeah.
I think the way it's presented, the way the series is laid out, is going to be very different. I would be very surprised if we get upwards of 10 episodes a season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, I think we may even be looking at sort of like seasons of 6 episodes.
Well, that's it.
Like an hour each.
I was thinking this the other day, like, you know what? If Marvel are releasing stuff like Moon Knight and all these series, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and they are 6 episodes, I mean, they vary in length from like 35 minutes to an hour, which annoys me because I think, well, if you're doing it on a streaming platform, you know, make the most of it. You know, the length doesn't need to be shorter, make it longer. You know, people are there to watch it, they won't care. But I think, you know, I would happily go, well, if we're going to get 7 or 6 really high quality episodes that look great, there's a lot of these rumors going around that they're using the same technology as The Mandalorian and The Batman, that incredible screen technology.
Yeah, the cyclorama type thing. Dude.
Yeah, that amazing thing, whatever it's called, the circle or something, the sphere, I don't know. That sounds Doctor Who-y in itself. I don't know if that's just wishful thinking from Doctor Who fans. Like, imagine how good Doctor Who would be if they had that tech.
I mean, we've definitely done that.
We've talked about it
on this
podcast. Oh, yeah, definitely.
But like a TARDIS interior.
Yeah.
With that. Like, you just have the physical console in the middle, maybe some girders physically there as well, and some bookshelves or something. God, you know, his TARDIS is definitely not going to look like that. But, you know...
But you could do so much, like, reformatting the rooms and stuff. You know, the scanner could just, like, I don't know, just go out of the wall.
All those ideas that people have had in the past going, like, what if the space was infinite? Like,
yeah.
If it's bigger on the inside, it doesn't have to be the size of a room inside the small box, because that almost makes it smaller again, you know, in a weird way. Like, you could just have nebulas around them in the TARDIS, you know, and the roundels could be planets circling them or whatever, you know, there's so many cool things they could do. I think as well, for an actor like him, being as, you know, as young as he is and entering this big show, you know, he's kind of got the world at his feet as an actor.
Yeah.
Having been in a show like Sex Education and then coming into this, I think that as an actor, you'd probably not want to commit God knows how many months in Cardiff to doing the show, you know? So I think that also probably indicates to me that it will be a shorter run of episodes each season.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, this is all conjecture at this point. The one thing that we do know is that Shuti Gatwa is the new Doctor. And that's enough for me. Like, that's
what we exciting. Also know is that for the first time ever, I am older than the Doctor.
Look at that.
Yeah.
How old is he?
So he is 29. He'll be 30 in October. So
okay.
I am now older than Doctor Who, so...
I was thinking, when I said was 29 to Stella, she went, God, that's quite young. I was like, God, but Matt Smith was 26.
Yeah.
I'm going to be 26 this year. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine having the responsibility of being Doctor Who on my shoulders at this age.
Yeah.
Also, do you... Something else as well. Do we think that Russell has had the sit-down chat with him going, now look, Shuti, there are going to be a lot of weirdos out there. And you've got to know that now that you've decided to be Doctor Who, you are now Doctor Who for the rest of your life.
Oh, shit.
And when you walk down the street, you will never be able to be anything other than Doctor Who, really. Maybe to a small group of people. But now, you know, God, the people they appear to be angling the show towards, this younger generation, he is going to get... He's Doctor Who for life. And that is just the way that it goes, you know?
He probably said, your incredible wardrobe... It's going to have to be really played down to the most bog standard, unobtrusive things you can find, because otherwise you're going to get spotted a mile off and hounded by all the loonies of the Doctor Who world. So,
like for an actor like him, like, you know, I this is such a Doctor Who thing. What does the convention scene look like for him? You know, are we likely to see him turning up at Comic-Con? Is Doctor Who going to have a presence at Comic-Con? Because to be honest, I think the way that Russell's probably going to angle this is that it's outgrown that kind of, you know, even the way they announced it.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there wasn't some big thing set up where all the smelly nerdlings go along and watch this happen.
Mm.
It was just, you know, we're making a show and this is our actor. There you go. And
exactly, it's all over social media.
And so I think maybe, I mean, again, this may be way off the beaten path, but I think it also speaks to a view of the way the show gets marketed now.
Yeah.
I don't think they go to Comic-Con anymore.
No.
I don't think they necessarily do that kind of thing. I think that the show will be big enough to sustain itself.
Yeah.
They don't do it for shows that he's in already. You know,
yeah.
I'm not sure there's a Sex Education panel at bloody, you know, Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a whole...
Why would they have a sex education panel at Comic-Con? You know, nerds don't know what sex is. Come on.
Well, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, man. It's exciting times.
Yeah. There was another interview that Virgin did with Russell and Shuti at the BAFTAs.
Oh, yeah.
And it wasn't as good as the BBC one, but it was interesting that the interviewer said something about, making strides in representation on television. And I can't remember if Shuti said something, but I think he made a remark like, oh, as if to say, well, this man is doing that and I love him for it. And he put his head on his shoulder because Russell's so massively tall. So I think that's, you know, all those things that the anti-Jodie crowd were saying, like, oh, well, when Russell comes back, it won't be woke anymore and all this stuff. That is just like, no, come on. You know, this is going to be the most inclusive program on television. And that's so exciting. Exactly. It's going to be fantastic.
Anything else we can run through, Matt, in the 10 minutes that Zoom is allowing us to, to connect for the first time since I've come back to this other world? I haven't listened to Redacted yet.
Listen to Redacted.
The whole thing on that. Yeah.
So good. So good. I've not listened to today's episode yet. So that might be my bedtime listening.
Perfect. I don't know if there's anything else worth talking about, considering the fact that we've got a new Doctor Who that we've just spent the last 30 minutes talking about.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Other than, you know, next month's Doctor Who magazine will be Shuti Gatwa is the Doctor.
Unbelievable. I mean, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
The relationship between Bad Wolf and Doctor Who magazine.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a relationship that Russell really liked at the time.
Yeah, and he was very good with
always
it.
Having people coming down to the set and and doing stuff for them. So I would be very surprised if, even if it's not this coming issue as him on the front. But yeah, certainly we'll start getting more stuff about the production, hopefully in DWM. And I really hope that's the place that all of it comes from. Yeah. I don't want to necessarily be reading about it elsewhere. I think that is a good place to get production notes from, to get news about how things are going on set and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, because it felt like under the Chibnall era, Doctor Who magazine just became a place to regurgitate the stuff that you'd see online. And then here's a fluffy article about a man who found some production documents about Doctor Who in his granddad's shed. You know, it was stuff like that, which was fine. But it would be very nice to go back to that, you know, 2005 to 2000 and, well, whatever Stephen Moffat was, 17, and, you know, really have, this is production news, you know, here's an exclusive image that you've not seen before. You know, you want Doctor Who magazine to be at the forefront of giving us all that information rather than just a bit of ancillary stuff that talks to some fans about how many Doctor Who tea cozies they've collected over the last 50
years. I cannot wait to read the next article about how many Daleks gathered in one place and broke a world record. Thrilling stuff. Cool. Well, there we are. We have a new Doctor Who. His name is Shuti Gatwa, and he'll be coming to a dimension near you very soon.
Amazing. Well, thank you very much, Billy. I'm glad that I managed to wake you up in the morning with this news.
Thank you, Matt. I'm very glad that I managed to wake up and you hadn't gone to bed and going, quick, wake up and get on Doctor Who.
The time zone's just about worked out. That's perfect. Well, thank you very much. We'll be back whenever the next episode's going out. Not next week, week after. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've forgotten what the schedule is for this show anymore. You'll hear from us soon. And thank you for listening. And exciting times.